commercialized our food, Mike. So we cook exactly the way we would cook for ourselves or for our family. I never thought about opening a restaurant. It was one of my brothers who passed away in a car accident years ago, in 2010. He always thought about opening a restaurant, and he was very passionate about cooking as well.
All right, guys, welcome back to the studio. Today we have the beautiful Amina Naeem from Orange County, California. Amina is a restaurateur, owner of Urban Punjab. Welcome to the studio, Amina.
Hi, Mike. Thank you so much for having me. I was excited to be on your podcast.
Yeah, I love it. I wanted to highlight your establishment because I actually had a beautiful culinary dining experience at Urban Punjab out there in Orange County when I was on a business trip, actually. And I was with your nephews, Dr. J and Awis, joined by our good friend Rahil.
Yes, I do remember they called that. And it's such a blessing. And life happens accordingly. I would say everything happens for a reason, and there is always a good reason. And it was a pleasure hosting you, connecting with you. You're an amazing person. You're doing amazing work as well.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Just let me just say, too, to give the audience a little context, that is a beautiful establishment. You really put a lot of love and passion and energy into the decor, and it's very much in your style. And you also have a partner in the restaurant, Preet, who was in – he was in India, actually, at the time. So I did not get to meet Preet, but a beautiful blend of Pakistani – food blended with Indian. And yeah, just talk about how you came up with this culinary blend of genius.
Actually, Mike, in California, so I am in California for past almost 26 years. So I always missed home, the restaurants we have here, whether they don't have ambience or they don't have a lot of good food. Maybe each restaurant would have one or two good dishes, and then that's it.
Yeah.
You can order more dishes, but they are watered down. Or if a restaurant has ambience, they don't have good quality food.
Yeah. So it's one or the other.
So that's an unfortunate thing. We do, yes, it is a business, but it shouldn't have to be focused as a business. It's me representing my heritage, my country, my food, my people, right? So that was the main focus and goal that we want. If I go back and give you a little bit of history, Pakistan and India was one country before 1947. And fortunately, Punjab is one of the states, which is part of it is in India and part of it is in Pakistan. And none of the borders were able to separate us.
Yeah.
I would say that. And many restaurants are Indian restaurants or Pakistani restaurants. I haven't seen so far a blend like us, like where I bring all the specialties from Pakistan, Punjab, and he brings from India, Punjab. So our restaurant is a real Indian Pakistani cuisine.
Yeah, and very delicious. It's very delicious. Everything that we had on the menu, I have the list of everything that we ordered. We had the tandoori shrimp, the crunchy fish. The crunchy fish was just amazing. It was so delicious. I mean, we ordered so much food because it wasn't just myself, Dr. J, Awis, and Rahil. We had a huge party. I'm not sure how many people were there. There was probably 20 of us, maybe. I'm not sure. Yeah, we were at a large conference or some kind of a mastermind out that way. And so on top of the crunchy fish, we had the chicken tikka platter, the veg pakora. Hopefully I'm getting everything right here. Honey chili pineapple, butter chicken, lamb curry, chicken kahari, chicken biryani, yellow dal tarka, garlic naan, butter naan, and gulab jamun. Did I get everything right, John?
Yes, you did.
Oh my God, everything was so tasty. It was so good.
Thank you so much. It's just because we haven't commercialized our food, Mike. So we cook exactly the way we would cook for ourselves or for our family. So no food color, no preservatives. You won't see any already pre-mixed or pre-ground spices in our kitchen. So we get all whole, like whole cloves, whole cardamom, everything whole, which costs a little bit more, but it gives us happiness and joy that we are feeding what we know, what we are like, you know, feeding to our people, our
Yeah.
community. They
Yes.
deserve good food. Everybody deserves good food. And yeah, that's, I think, basically what it is passion. And before
Yeah.
you talked about when we first opened the restaurant, at that time it was so hard to find the labor to get the paint done. The painter was giving us time frame for 2 months, a month and a half. And then I said, okay, we can do it by ourselves. So we painted, did all the paint job by ourselves.
Yes. Yeah. I can relate to this because anytime I hired a contractor for any projects over the last few years, I ended up doing the finishing work or piecing it together because it was so unpredictable with the contractors. Yes.
So it was such a fun, like, you know, journey. One of
Yeah.
the back wall, and now people compliment that wall a lot. And it is, I would say, like, you know, it had tiles on it, white ceramic tiles, which I didn't like it. So when I was painting it myself, I saw, oh, I just created a design. So I
Yeah.
just left it, like, you know, where you can see some of the tile and the blue color on the top. So
Yeah, I
it
love it.
looks.
And you also have a private banquet room too
Yes, we do too.
that had a lot of unique style to it. And you had the big cassette wall that you made out of cassette tapes.
Yes, that was Pete's idea for a long
Yeah.
time. He wanted to create that in the rest on the restaurant side, but he wasn't able to get that many cassettes. So
Yeah.
when we were creating this banquet hall, then he was like, you know, now I can do this on a small part of the wall.
Yeah, I love it too. And I love that you treat all the customers because we spent a lot of time in the restaurant. And so I love just the amount of attention and love that you give to the customers. You treat everybody like family. And while it's a beautiful dining experience aesthetically, it doesn't feel like you described. It doesn't feel commercialized or like part of a chain. It doesn't have that at all. You can tell very much. I loved getting the tour because I loved, we have actually kind of a similar style. So it was very cool to see how you pulled everything together, both you and Preet. And that's kind of hard to do when you're working with somebody else in any kind of a project to have a meeting of the minds on taste, style, and decor. That can be challenging. Did you guys pretty much come to agree on most everything, or did you have any bumps in the road on that?
99%.
Beautiful.
99%. We never had any issue while we were picking the decor, while we were planning what would be in the menu. So
Yeah.
it's very important to be like-minded, right?
Yeah.
For the success. So that's, I think, I see the reason why we expanded. We were a small restaurant when we first took over a Boba Place. It was a very small, and now we have expanded twice in the size.
I love it. Now, you
And
actually have a history, a background, about a decade of experience in the real estate
yes.
industry. Yeah. And then you just took. Yeah, you took the leap into become a restaurateur out of the real estate industry, which is very exciting and a bold leap.
But you know, I would say this is the most rewarding industry I see. When I see the same, like, you know, when we get to see a lot of local peoples, they come, they enjoy our food, and they're regulars.
Yeah.
And it's such a heart-touching, a heartwarming experience to see one of our customers. She was pregnant last year, now she has a baby. And our restaurant was the only restaurant where she felt comfortable while, like, you know, having her baby, going out and eating.
I'm not shocked. I can tell that you are living your passion because hospitality is in your soul and you love taking care of people. It's very apparent when you come to your establishment. It doesn't feel like an establishment. And
Thank
that's
you so
that
much.
you can tell that's very important to you. And I really appreciated that. And I felt so loved while I was there. I mean, our whole party did. You know, it was, I mean, the whole restaurant really, because I know that while I was dining with some of your family, it was the overall feel of everybody that was there. Like I said, we spent many hours in there. So it was just watching other, while other tables were finishing their meals, new tables were coming in. So we got to, you know, see one table leave and another table sit down at the same time. So yeah, it was very much a beautiful experience, and I love the flow of how all the food comes out, and you guys have everything kind of like everything is like a very well-oiled machine and just flows so smoothly. It was so beautiful. And I love too that you understand that people are coming to Urban Punjab to spend their hard-earned money. And so all of your love and passion goes into preparing those meals for those people. I'm not shocked that that woman felt comfortable coming to your establishment while she was pregnant. Yeah.
It's such a blessing. This, I would say, this was maybe God's calling. I never thought about opening a restaurant. It was my one of my brother who passed away in a car accident years ago, in 2010. He always thought about opening a restaurant, and he was very passionate about cooking as well. I
Yeah.
know maybe I'm living his dream,
Yeah.
but it just happened. It just
Yeah.
happened, and I thought about it, and I was determined that this is what I'm gonna do. And not even once. It's not an easy business,
No.
but I would say now a customer asked me the other day. He used to work at a restaurant, and he asked me, "Have you ever regretted? Was there any second of your 3 years that when you thought that, oh, you got stuck, or you could have chosen another industry or something else?" And I was like, "Not even once, not even once."
That's
And that was
beautiful.
the question which made me realize, like, you know, yeah, I have not even for a second thought, give a second thought. If you ask me, if I give you $1 million, what would you do with it? I'll open another restaurant.
I love that. You're definitely walking your passion, living your passion. And well, I just wanted to say I'm sorry to hear about the passing of your brother. And I've also lost a brother. And I think, you know, angels work in mysterious ways. I think that your brother is probably a guardian angel guiding you along the way. And that's such a blessing. And, you know, I know. Starting any business is hard, but I do know a few folks that have started into the restaurant business, and I know that it's not an easy feat, and most people face adversity. I know a lot of people have even told me that employee theft is like something they have to bake right into the plan because it's like an expected thing within the restaurant industry. It's like you have to just know that that's happening right off the bat. Did you face any adversity, you and Preet, when you guys were starting? Any challenges and hurdles? I know, like, even just getting liquor licenses and things like this, contractors can, you know, be tough to work with. How about you?
Yeah, as I told, like, you know, we were not able to find a contractor to get the paint job done, and that's something like, you know, we did ourselves. I was like, you know, we can do it.
Yeah.
We at that time we were thinking, okay, we'll keep the coffee shop open as well. So what we were doing, and during the morning the coffee shop was up and running, and at night we will come and we will move all the furniture out of the way, paint one wall, clean one side, and then clean back, and then put everything back how it used to be. So in the morning it can function. So imagine what kind of work we did to open this restaurant.
It is a lot of work, but you know what's cool? I love your story because it takes me back to when I was starting my business, my first business, and I don't regret having to put in the work, even if I didn't know how to do the thing. Like, I had to put things together that I never thought I was going to have to do. I was by myself. I didn't have an extra pair of hands for a lot of the stuff, which gave me even greater satisfaction if I was able to execute the thing. So it's when you look back and you get that opportunity to reflect, you realize like you had to jump out of your comfort zone, and really no one can do it the way you can do it,
You
you
can.
know, and it's your own personal touch and your own, and literally your blood, sweat, and tears going into the creation of your restaurant.
Yeah, it's our baby. That's what I say. Like, we spend, I can hire a contractor, okay, or a designer who is going to design my restaurant. But does that have myself in it? It's not me.
It doesn't have your personal stamp.
Not like, yes, I can explain him what my vision, but end of the day, it's somebody else's creation. So now we can proudly say it's our creation. We created it. We bought every single lamp separately. We chose the paint. We chose the chairs, how we chose, how many times we bought and returned. So all of that.
I can appreciate that statement right there because I ended up just, I have a few businesses and I ended up with purchasing a lot of equipment for some of my projects and different things like that. And I ended up with two storage units. So because I would buy things and then I'd be like, yeah, that's not going to work. And then I wouldn't send it back. So I would still have it in the box, but I would miss the window of return. So I would end up keeping it, and then I just ended up with a storage unit. And then when I was putting my studio together, I had all of this furniture and all of these props to work with when I was putting my studio together, so it all kind of worked. And then you
Likewise.
can, and then you can move it in and change it out as you wish. Yeah,
Yeah, I have a
very
storage
cool.
unit too. We kept because we bought certain sizzlers and certain different type of stoves and stuff, which then we realize is not for this. And we don't believe in, okay, this can do the work. This can be done. No, it has to be perfect. So we did put away all of that stuff in the storage, just like you did.
And I understand too, like exactly what you're saying, because you buy it and then you realize, no, it has to be perfect. It has to be the right thing. I get that. And that's like part of the starting the business is that, you can do anything, but you can't do everything, you know? And then you have to kind of, everything is trial and error. So like you put in the work, and then like if this doesn't work, then you go another route, and that's the way it is. It's interesting. Now, do you have all family that work at Urban Punjab, or do you guys hire out as well? Or is
We
it just
hired
you?
out. It's me and Preet, basically. He mostly takes care of back end, the kitchen, and I'm at the front. Paperwork, all that kind of licensing, all that good stuff.
Because you're the prettier of the two, so you got to be in the front, right? The most beautiful to the front of the line.
That's how we try to manage. There are some recipes which are mine, which are from Pakistan, some from his. And but we have trained each other pretty well to take care of, if you won't be able to tell if I cooked it or he cooked it.
Wow, that's
So
fantastic.
yeah,
That's amazing.
it's very rewarding business, I would say, when you don't see it as a business, when you see it a place. For me, it's a holy place. When I hire new servers and new people and new team members, I tell them, our customers are second to God. You have to take
Absolutely.
very good care of them. For us, I don't care. Customer is always right. That's how we see it. Yes, we do deserve the respect and everything. I won't let anybody disrespect my team or anything. There are some lines, but 99% of the times, customer has to be right.
Yeah, and you had a very nice write-up in Voyage Magazine. Is it Voyage LA
Yeah, it
Magazine?
is.
Yes.
They reached out, and first I thought it's a spam
Isn't that how it goes? We never know.
Yeah,
Yeah.
I ignored it. And then again, next week, again, I received an email, and then I paid attention. I'm like, maybe it's not a spam. And I sent an email, and then I looked them up, and I was like, oh, it's real. And then I was happy to, like, be part of it. Very blessed again.
Yeah. Now, did they dine in the establishment? Is that how they
I
decided to reach
believe
out to you?
someone from them, someone came, dined in, and then they recommended my name for a
Wow.
restaurant.
Yeah. Well, I'm not shocked. I mean, that's just how we all ended up at your place. And what was interesting too, while I was out there at that event, we had went to a couple of different restaurants. Raheel had taken us. He had found another restaurant that we went to first, and then we learned about Urban Punjab and never stopped going, like the rest of the time that we were there.
Yeah, actually, the same day, some of your team members again came for the dinner. You guys came around like 3 p.m. for lunch, late lunch, and then a
Yes.
couple of other people, guests, they came back with more people. So,
Yes. Yeah, that's so funny. And you serve halal, is that right?
yes, we do. We do.
That's why initially when we were at our hotel, Raheel wanted halal. And so that was a challenge trying to find a location too that had that. And so that's good to know for your customer base.
We
Yeah.
respect all communities. We do serve halal meat. All the meats is halal, and
Yeah.
but we do serve alcohol as well at the same time, because
Yep.
we want people to enjoy whatever they want to enjoy. They should be able to enjoy. And very soon we are have been working on cocktails, on our cocktail and mocktail menu. We are very close to be perfection, getting to perfection at it.
Yeah.
So hopefully in a week or so we will launch our cocktail mocktail menu as well.
Now, we had a delicious beverage while I was there, and I cannot think of what it was. Do you recall
Yes, I do. You guys
what was
had
that?
rose and mint iced tea, rose and mint slushy, which
Yes.
we make each drink. Like, that slushy is not from a slushy machine.
Right.
That we make in a blender. For each order is made separately.
Yeah, that was a de very delicious. Yeah,
Yeah.
everything was just 5 stars and beyond
Yeah.
for that dining
Thank
experience. It was
you.
so good. And also too, you are in a great location. Did your background in real estate play into finding that particular location?
Actually, there were a couple of key factors for me to open a restaurant, that what I want as a consumer. So when I do real estate, or I was in other business industries as well, I owned the insurance office as well. So I never sold a policy if I wouldn't buy it.
Yeah, I love
I
that.
would never sell a house if I wouldn't buy it for myself in that situation. I put
Yeah.
myself in that situation. So we found a couple of other locations, but for me it was parking is a big, plus as
Hassle.
well. One of the
Yes.
location was very good, but the parking was not good. So we said no to the parking. It was important to be centrally located. So we are very close to LA County as well.
Yeah.
And we are in the heart of Orange County, right by Disneyland. Next door is Great Wolf Lodge, a convention center, as you guys came at convention. We get all
Yes.
that crowd along with the locals.
Yes, that's interesting that you brought that up because I was doing so much traveling for various events. I forgot where I was when we were in California because I would get in the elevator and there'd be all these families with the Mickey Mouse ears on, and I'm thinking like, Am I in Florida? I kept thinking I was in Florida because also we had great weather right then. And then I found out Disneyland was like in walking distance from our hotel. So that was funny. That was funny. And yeah, what a great location. And to your point of parking,
Parking.
that's huge because in my area, right by my studio here, we have several like fantastic restaurants, and it is parking wars out here in town. So it's a smaller community and filled with great restaurants, and people come from all over to dine at the restaurants here on Main Street, right down the street from the studio. And parking can sometimes be challenging. So yeah, I get that. I think that that's very smart on your part to select based on the parking too. To factor that in there. And that was an easy parking lot to navigate, very open with a lot of other things to offer within there. So that was smart. Yeah. You're a smart lady.
Thank you. Because the business is coming from the heart. It's passion, right? So
Yeah.
then if it's your passion, then you try to look all the aspects from your consumers, your customers' point of view, right? So that's what
Yeah.
we try to do as much as we can when we are handpicking our ingredients we cook every morning. My dad, the family I come from, we used to believe in natural stuff, all natural food. So that's why we make our own ghee every morning, which is like clarified butter. We get butter. Our dairy comes from El Tadina, high quality dairy as well. So very focused on the quality.
I love that because it really comes through within the when you're eating and you're dining at your establishment. It's just you can taste the realness of the ingredients, like you said, the ghee and all of the. It's just rich and it blends so well. And
We
it,
make our
yeah.
own yogurt every day.
Wow, I
So
love that. I love that. I love yogurt. I love all of the
everything as
ingredients.
much as we can do in-house, that's what we do. And
Yeah.
we are very happy that you were able to feel warm welcome and you were able to feel like, what we want to present. So when we were creating our business plan, so a lot of times you are like, planning for one city, then another city, then another city or another location you plan or you think about, and then you make a lot of changes, a lot of tweaks. One thing never changed was warm and welcoming ambience.
Yes, absolutely. And it didn't feel pushed or inauthentic. It was very authentic, and that just really speaks to setting the tone for the guest when they're there. Just the authenticity and
So
just
the goal
making
is
everybody.
not to bring food on a plate. The goal is to bring heritage on the plate.
Yes. Oh, wow. I love that. Yeah.
So heritage on
Yes.
the plate, healthy as possible, and flavorful as well. We don't believe in being so creative where we lose the authenticity. We will be creative with the dishes we can be, like wings, chicken tenders, pineapple, like honey chili pineapple, chili mushroom, chili chicken. But I will never mess with my chicken karahi. I will never mess with my butter chicken.
No, it's those are sacred.
I can do
I love it. I was going to ask you too, because I know a lot of thought and passion and energy goes into developing the menu. How do you collaborate with Preet when it's time for a menu change? Like, do you change the menu up often? Because I know, like you said, for the dishes that you just spoke to, those are staples and they're not going anywhere, right? But like, do you sometimes reevaluate the menu and maybe take something off and add some new stuff? How does that work?
So we do, when we started the restaurant 3 years ago, it was a different menu. There were some dishes, a lot of dishes are the same, but we did cut a couple of dishes like Kareli. It's a bitter melon cooked with goat. That's from Pakistan. It was not in demand, so we did cut it down.
Yeah.
So we do always change the menu. There is another type of bread which goes with saag, with the greens, mustard green. But it was not in demand. We removed from the menu. So we have changed our menu quite a few times. Recently, we realized there are a lot of kids, because we are family people. So we want to welcome the families in a way where they don't have to go and purchase nuggets from McDonald's or from other places. So we added recently chicken tenders, two different types of spicy chicken wings and honey chili chicken wings. Couple of the menu items which can cater to the younger crowd as well.
Very smart, because that is the thing. All the kids want nugs. They want those nuggets.
And we don't bring from Restaurant Depot or pre-made. Nothing is pre-made. We marinate. We then use our own batter, our own crumbs, and then we cook in-house when you order. That's why we can always change the spice level. Most restaurants, they don't ask you for the spice level because it's just one for all. For us, it's not one for all. We try to get the flavors according to your taste buds, but not losing the authenticity. Let's say if you happen to like really mild or you cannot handle spices, but you want to order chicken karahi, I would recommend you to go with butter chicken.
Yeah. Wow. I love that, because you customize the flavors.
Yes, I can make mild chicken karahi, but if you want very, very, very mild, then it will lose the authenticity. Then we have recommendations. But I can go mild, very mild, medium, spicy, very, very spicy. But for certain dishes, very, very, like zero spice cannot be possible.
Right. And I'm always so flexible when I'm dining out with other people and trying new things that I eat what's in front of me. Yes. And so like that was a fun experience for me, because like I said, we had a very big table, and then the way that all the food flowed, that, you know, it's passed along family style, and the presentation so beautiful, and the food tastes just as good as it looks, you know. Oh, it's, everything was just so good. Yeah, that was one of my favorite dining experiences. And I'm actually coming out to California. When am I going? In the coming months, I'll be out there in Santa Monica at some point. Maybe if I'm there for a stretch, I can make it over there.
No, you will have to make it over here. You'll have to, like.
Yes. Oh, I know. Well, I know I'll be back.
We will bring Urban Punjab to you.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. Now, that's a good question. Do you guys, here's a good question. Do you guys deliver? Do people order? And do you do takeout at all?
We do deliver. We do takeouts. We do caterings as well. We do host different events too. We host fundraisers for schools, for universities, for nonprofit organizations.
You guys are amazing. I love that. You guys are all over the place. So someone can come to Urban Punjab and have their event there, because I know you have the space for that. And then, but you also, you're mobile.
Yes, we are. If you want to host an event and you need good food, reach out to us. We do come to you. We had a big catering in San Bernardino this past week. We had two caterings, one in Irvine, one in San Bernardino. So we did side by side, like, you know, handled both at the same time. Live catering as well, whatever you need.
That's beautiful. Now I just got to get you guys to deliver here to the Metro Detroit area, and I'll be all set.
Maybe sometime soon.
Yeah, well, maybe when you guys start branching out, you know, you can run, you and Preet can fly back and forth and take turns. You can have a Metro Detroit location and your Orange County, California location, and then you guys just commute.
At the moment, we are planning to open two more spots. We are looking for other locations, but our goal is to stay within 15 miles so we can, we don't believe in keep on, like, you know, expanding in a way where we are not able to take care of the previous one. So that
That is
way,
exactly how I started my business too. I kept it in a circle.
you're a
Yes.
smart guy. You're a smart
Oh, wow.
man.
I'm just taking notes from you at this point. Yes. I love it. So, what was your experience like getting the interview with Voyage LA? Did they come and interview you in person? How was that?
No, it was online. So they sent me
Oh, it was
like,
online?
yes, it was online. Everything was online.
That was so cool. Yeah, I loved reading that article. I have it here at my studio. Such a great write-up. And I like I said, I love your establishment. I'll definitely be back. So I wanted to thank you for joining me today in the studio to share your story.
Thank you for hosting me. We appreciate you.
Absolutely. I know I'll be seeing you sooner than later for sure.
Of
So I'm going to
course.
be back out there. Yes, I'm going to be back out there for some crunchy fish and every other thing I had on the menu.
We'll just surprise you. We'll surprise you with new dishes.
I love it. Yeah,
How
you know, you'll be shocked when I come there by myself and I still eat everything that the whole party
Awesome. It's okay.
had.
We will join you.
Yes, I have a hefty appetite. So yeah. Well, what are your links for you have a website for the restaurant?
Yes, we do have website, theurbanpunjab.com. We are on Instagram, urban_punjab1. And we are on TikTok as well. Facebook too, Urban Punjab is the Facebook account. Wherever you guys can follow us and then get to 12549 Harbor Boulevard, Garden Grove.
Yeah, beautiful. Well, thank you so much. And I do. I follow all the social media platforms that I have
Yes.
for you. So,
Thank
that's
you
always a
so
beautiful
much.
experience.
Such a pleasure. Such a pleasure, Mike.
Yeah,
Really.
such a pleasure. And again, thank you for your time and sharing your story. And thank you for your passion and your energy and following your dream and launching Urban Punjab and sharing that with the community.
Thank you so much. We are happy and we are blessed to be able to do it. And we will continue doing it no matter what. And the quality will only go up, it will never go down. That's our commitment.
Beautiful. I can appreciate that for sure. All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the beautiful Amina Naeem, Urban Punjab, follow all of her social media handles, and that's a wrap.